broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, fellow Americans, is the broadcast for August the 27th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is Hour 1 of 2, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the Founding Fathers. What are the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips? As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest, I repeat, the greatest country on the face of the earth. We ought to be a light on a hill, ladies and gentlemen. How sad we're not. Welcome to the broadcast. We got a lot of work to do to restore the republic and the traditions of our founders. I'll tell you that right now. However, the good news is that we're on your radio 6 days a week, 2 hours a day. Spread the word, lovingliberty.net. The iPhone and Android apps are available just for you for live and on-demand radio free. Donation links are there for you to support our sacred cause of liberty and our efforts in the media and more. And best of all, it's a freedom-loving, fantastic. We're taking America back, one heart, one issue, one person at a time. It's a faith-filled, freedom-loving Friday. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast is in order. We had our guest on, Brian Rust, rustcoinandgift.com, rustgoldandsilver.com. And Rust family has been involved in helping people understand and get precious metals for over 50 years, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we talked about the Honest Money Report. Gold, $1,784.60. Silver, $2,365. That's the spot price, but Brian always brings up it's the paper price. Because even though a silver dollar, an ounce of silver should be $2,365. The fact is, to get a United States Treasury minted 2021 silver eagle, which says silver dollar on it, which is 99% troy ounce silver, so a real indeed 1 ounce of silver dollar, you can't get it at the spot price of $2,365, ladies and gentlemen. It costs about $36. For one of those things right now. And wow, what about the fake news? Aren't they going to stop that? I guess they're not into fake news everywhere. Just when you and I tell the truth, they want to call it fake news and jettison the discussion, right? There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Just thought we'd bring that to your attention. Brian Rust doing a great job. We also talked about, quote, unvaccinated. Delta Airlines staff ordered to pay $200 more per month for a non-vaccinated, what they call, what, health insurance surcharge? So now the unvaccinated getting fined to the tune of $200 a month if you work for Delta. Other places are flat out firing you if you're not willing to get vaccinated. So now we're basically creating a huge group of people called the unvaxxed. They're treated worse in America than the blacks or the Mormons, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you right now, wow. There you have it. The new racism. It's just based on whether you take the government jab or not, right? Wow. Interesting. Disney Cruise Line will require all passengers 12 and above sailing out of Florida to the Bahamas because the Bahamas demands it against the governor down there, basically saying, you know, hey, we're not going to mandate vaccinations. Well, Disney is. Don't care what the governor says, I guess, right? Anyway, there you have that. Treatment demands surges. I guess the treatment, this new treatment is surging in demand, I guess, right? They call it monoclonal antibodies, and it's a great treatment. You know, Trump got it. Governor Greg, what's his name, in Florida or Texas got it. And it's expensive, $21,000 for a single dose. Most of us can't get that, folks. But all the different inexpensive solutions, such as ivermectin, doxycycline combo, many others, hydroxychloroquine, et cetera, none of these being talked about at all. The sad part, people going to the hospital in droves and dying from the COVID, they never mention anything for real solutions. They just say, oh, you got to get the jab, the hospitals are overflowing. There's an agenda beyond imagination. We talked about that in detail with Larry Pratt, yesterday as well, second hour, formerly of Gun Owners of America. And we talked about, quote, we are issuing Department of Health Human Services license. This is the issuance for the vaccine where they bait and switched. It's under Mainz, Germany, by the way, the vaccination licensing. Interesting. I don't know that I want vaccines from Germany. Nevertheless, they say that it's for the manufacture and sale of biological products. So now you got the government approving German bio or German, what do they call these things? German biological products that are being forced, injected into your veins in America. I mean, it's as tyrannical as it gets, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, they bait and switched on the vaccine. We talked about that quite a bit. The details are still fuzzy to me on a little bit of this, though. But, you know, hey, can we catch them at it? Can we stop them at it? Is anybody in the halls of government willing to speak up? Like, can Rand Paul get Fauci on the stand and talk to him about the bait and switch on the vaccines? And can we get criminals tossed in jail over this or what, right? Biden, by the way, has now been briefed on a classified report on the intelligence community's investigation of the origins of the coronavirus. They say they still don't know where it came from. Why does Joe have a classified report on this? What can't we, the boss of Joe, know? Just wondering, but they say the intelligence report is inconclusive. I'm telling you right now, I'm convinced that it was released intentionally by the Communist Chinese Party in bed with Fauci and others who used gain-of-function research, now beyond research, gain-of-function distribution of a mass bioweapon, a terrorist weapon intentionally created and distributed to the world for greater control. You say, Sam, that's a bold statement. Yeah, you know what? Why do I say that? Because anything we're trying to do to help people be safe, to overcome the virus, to stay out of the hospital, that is inexpensive and doable around the country is shut down by your government, ignored, ridiculed, mocked. Anytime we bring up the truth, for a year and a half, they told you that our idea that it leaked from a lab was bogus. Turns out Fauci got emails on this, and he knew that it was likely true. But they lied, lied, lied. Masks, they lied. The 14-day flatten the curve, they lied. Get your vaccines and everybody will be fine and we'll get over this thing. They lied. Oh, it's the Delta variant. This thing's morphing. Well, they knew this virus would morph. The flu virus does it every single year. It's a crapshoot to see if we get the right, quote, antidotes or the right flu strains in the flu shot every year, right? Sometimes it's effective, sometimes it's not, they claim. Same thing's true with this coronavirus thing. They say the flu numbers went down big time, but then they admit the test can't even tell the difference between the flu and the COVID. Then they admit the test can't really tell the difference between the COVID, what, original strain, what do you call that? The CPP, Communist Party strain, and now the Delta strain? Yeah, how is it explained that all these strains come from these different countries? Does the virus go, I'm in a new country now. Let me develop a new strain so you guys can get some whacked out letter of the alphabet, you know, the old Greek alphabet on this thing. Or what? I mean, how does all this unfold? And the answer is, ladies and gentlemen, when you look at the behavior of Fauci, the lies told by Fauci and crew, literally lying about gain-of-function research, getting caught on the congressional stand from Dr. Rand Paul about this, and the lies, and now we're to the point where everything they're doing is making it worse. Wear masks, get everybody sick. How is it that the more vaccinated everybody gets, the more breakouts, the more sickness we have all over the country? It's kind of like the war on drugs. It's not winnable because what they're doing is all wrong, and they know it. So my question to you is, has the United States government become an enemy of the people? Is our government literally at war with we the people, ladies and gentlemen? Think about that, because what they're doing is at war. Forcing your little children to wear these masks, these diapers on their faces, denying them of oxygen. I mean, it's literally child abuse going on. In areas where you got government schools, little kids are supposed to wear masks, but adults don't have to. But the little kids, even though they spread it, very few of them get sick at all. The only solution really is herd immunity. Yeah, is Anthony Fauci a domestic terrorist? I think the answer is yes. Do we need to start the criminal Nuremberg trials on vaccine cover-up and lies and manipulations again? COVID, it's all criminal. Nuremberg violations, that's the real question we should be asking right now. But the American people are just like, durr, docile as could be. Please send me my six-pack of beer and turn on my boob tube TV. And, hey, are sports going to start again? Because it's bugging. We haven't had sports enough for a while. And, you know, are we going to really start to stand up? And is anything going to matter? Believe it or not, the Iceland top doc now. I don't know if you know, but Iceland is like the third most vaxxed country in the world, right? But they say Iceland top doc admits natural immunity is the only way to herd immunity. Ben Swan with that piece. But Iceland top doc now admitting blatantly that, you know what? Natural immunity is the only way to herd immunity. I agree with him. But here's the problem. I've got natural immunity. I got the coronavirus. It almost killed me. We've been through all that, right? But how come they're not giving me any credit now for having natural immunity? They say, Sam, you got to get the shot to get a vax card or you're not going anywhere, buddy. Lock you down in your house and just harass your business and make you the, well, you're like the Mormon of last century. Hey, let's just attack him at every turn, backed by government edict and more. Let's treat the unvaxxed like the blacks or like the Indians. They're the newest whipping group on the planet. We supposedly have gone beyond racism, the great unvaxxed. You're the next target as we supposedly evolve as a kinder and a gentler society, right? Is that how it is? Lies at every turn, ladies and gentlemen. I tell you that right now. Quick break. We'll come straight back. Chris Carlson will be with us. We'll discuss all things liberty, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk about Afghanistan in detail, what a fiasco that's been for the last 20-plus years. Billions of dollars, lives lost, an immoral, unjust war. Now it gets worse as Joe tries to bail in a very crippled way. He leaves and disaster in his wake. But they want to blame it all on Joe. I don't think that's fair at all. There's a litany of waste in Afghanistan. And, of course, the United States government, the FBI, and others are working with neo-Nazi satanic sect leaders to do their bidding. Are you kidding me right now? You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
My brother and two other boys were the ones that got in the car with her, and she was drunk. The road that goes to her house is like really windy, and she was taking that road at 80 to 100 miles per hour and went hit into the road barrier. Her door flung open. She ran out across the street to get away from it, and the other three boys were trapped in it, and the car exploded. And then when my mom found out about it, she called me at work. I don't care what you have to do, just get up here to the hospital. You know, I parked my car and I went inside, and they took us back to this little room. My mom told me that Jay had been killed. I lost it. The other people, they're like, well, you can drink, but just be careful when you drink, you know? So I don't want anything to do with it because it took my brother away from me.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only seven countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the ninth month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
Ladies and gentlemen, hard-hitting talk continues. Sam Bushman and riding shotgun on the broadcast today. Chris Carlson, discussion of all things liberty, ladies and gentlemen. Afghanistan is the issue. What a fiasco we've got, but everybody wants to blame it on Joe. I don't think that's fair. I think both sides of the aisle have been in bed with pro-warlike behavior, pro-military-industrial complex, pro-unjust war for literally decades. And I think to blame it all on Joe's a cop-out. That doesn't mean Joe's not guilty. That just means that both sides of the aisle are as hawkish and as guilty as you can get on these unjust wars. Chris?
Yeah, the whole concatenation of diabolical rascality and murderous impositions is responsible. Hey, Sam, without God we can never win. With God we can never lose. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we need to be engaged in the fight. Lieutenant Carlson reporting for duty, sir.
Keeping the commandments of God should be the order of the day for the greatest country on the face of the earth that looks to God, not government, a Christian-based nation. But we've jettisoned all that on our, quote, pro-war, warlike people mentality where we just praise and love war at every turn. We're in over 130 nations, militarily speaking. Joe tries to get out of Afghanistan. Terrorist strike occurs. It's disaster everywhere. They're making Joe look like the fool, but he's nothing but the poster boy for the unjust war that's been going on for decades. But we've been doing this in country after country after country. We have become an incredible, unjust, warlike people chasing war around the world. But as a Christian nation, we should be keeping the commandments of God. And you've highlighted that, you know what, we're breaking at least six of the Ten Commandments in Afghanistan, right?
Yes, sir. Thou shalt not bear false witness. How many lies have we heard over the years about, you know, we got the Taliban on the run, you know, that we took this base. I've got them right here. Let me read just a couple real quick. In December 12th, 2001, President George W. Bush, the Taliban regime is coming to an end, Sam. That was 20 years ago. The terrorists have chosen a foe unlike they have faced before. We will stay until the mission is done. Well, I guess the mission was done. I don't know what that was exactly.
Except, well, you got to define what the mission is. The mission is to destroy America, down America, create blowback, the CIA term around the world, and just engender hate and violence and destruction and everything else. Then, hey, mission accomplished, sir.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're right. Got to hand it to them there. They accomplished that mission. The two ones that Joel Skousen in his World Affairs brief mentions is the big lie was that Biden was caught unawares. That is untrue. And then we're going to go through those statistics. How could you give away so much war material in such a short period of time without planning this, Sam? He wasn't caught unaware. This was intentional. This was planned, just as planned as the January 6th riots of the so-called riots of the Capitol. Although nobody's being charged with insurrection. And I digress. I'm going off kind of on a tangent. We'll talk about that
later.
All right,
so let's stick with these Ten Commandments being broken. The first one is thou shalt not bear false witness, right?
Yep.
And there's been bearing false witness about the Afghans and about the Taliban and about these terrorist groups literally for decades now. They've been lying about who's who. And betraying us all on this, because the foreign media tells a completely different story to prove the point, Chris.
Oh, yeah, the foreign media. And I think that's part of the plan, too, because they want to, according to Joel Skousen, and I tend to believe him, they want to create America as the pariah of the world, as the bad guy, you know, the former good guy now turned bad. And I think that is going to dovetail into their plans for starting World War III. But anyway, yes, the foreign media does tell a different story. The second lie, according to Joel Skousen, was that it was President Donald Trump's fault. Now, I admit he kicked the can down the road, but Donald Trump was smart enough, Sam, not to pull out. Because there's no way, according to Joel Skousen's analysis of the situation, there's no way anybody could have pulled out of Afghanistan without there being loss of life and destruction, and eventually the re-enthronement of the Taliban, which is happening at a record speed. So there's no way, because when you do something as terrible as invade a sovereign country like Afghanistan, who has been ruled traditionally by strong men, they don't respond to logic as much as, you know, Western nations. They don't respond to reason. They don't respond even to democracy. There's never been really a democracy in the Middle East because these people think along different lines. Might, according to them, might makes right. And the Taliban at this particular point not only has the might, but they have a superior religious ideology that people unfortunately respond to. And as bad as that is, they're being looked upon as the legitimate replacement for an equally, if not more, tyrannical American regime that is now pulling out. So that covers the lies. We were told that, you know, we could impose democracy, which democracy is never imposed upon a people. They either respond to it willingly, but you can never shove it down their throats.
Yeah, but we in America don't even support democracy at all.
You're right. Well, you are a socialist country. And
people need to be very clear. We have a constitutional republic. We don't support democracies. The founding fathers ran from a democracy as fast as they could. And the founding fathers warned against democracy because it evolves into something much, much worse very quickly every time. You can't have too much power in the people or you end up with mob rule. That's why the checks and balances, turning to God Almighty for moral guidance and moral superiority in leadership, is the answer. You got to have a moral people turning to God and God's laws. That's what creates order in a society. And you got to have checks and balances to make sure nobody becomes a strong man. Nobody becomes a strong, whatever you want to call it, dictator or whatever else. So there's tempering of democracy sown throughout the founding era in the founding documents of our nation, intentionally so, with incredible checks and balances. Democracy goes demon crazy. Okay, so even if we were trying to create democracies in those countries, that's a fool's game for starters.
Yep, it is. You know, democracy is just two wolves and a lamb deciding what they're going to have for dinner. As
all right, so there you have it. What other commandments are broken there? Bear false witness is one of them.
Bear false witness, yeah, we were lied about it. We were lied about our intention. I believe our intentions were not pure. I don't think we ever intended to impose democracy. There's a lot more we could go into. Basically, you have three different languages represented in the country. You have about five different basic ethnic groups, which didn't get along with each other. That country was a failed state to begin with because of how the boundaries were written by colonialists a long time ago. And I don't have time to go into that. But they're basically quarreling factions that inhabit the country that were never, ever going to be able to get along, you know, under one government. Thou shalt not kill. So here's the thing. We have this word that's called collateral damage, Sam, and I hate it. Because it really, what it is, it's you're murdering people that shouldn't, that have no business dying. When you bomb a Taliban terrorist training site, what people don't realize, Sam, is there are innocent women and children involved with that bombing. And they were never a threat to our country. These people never had the means to bring a war over here. Why are we going 7,000 miles away to attack a people that have never offended us, that have never posed a threat to us, and we start indiscriminately bombing their camps, bombing their cities, bombing whatever, knowing that innocent people are going to die? But oh wait, I made a mistake. That those aren't innocent people. That's collateral damage. And if we put it in
well, it's kind
terms,
of like the pro-choice term, and you know they refer to babies, you know, aborted fetal tissue and whatever else. And all they do is wordsmith themselves into making them feel better about their murderous intent. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not bear witness are the first two violations in Afghanistan. And I submit, in 130 plus nations, militarily speaking, were engaged in breaking those two commandments.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why aggressive warfare is never a good idea. It's scriptural. It results in innocent blood being on the hands of the aggressors. And we're the aggressors. Talk about terrorism. The United States of America is the greatest sponsor of terrorism in the world today. Forget about Iran. Forget about Iraq. Forget about Afghanistan. We kill more innocent people annually than any other country in the world. Maybe China.
And we find
us.
That every time we have a funder and a partner in the United States, Fauci with China and the coronavirus. Bill Clinton and Barack Obama in the terrorist activity with Al-Qaeda, et cetera, et cetera. Donald Trump fingered that back in the day as well, saying that they were some of the leaders there. Every time you find some of these rogue organizations of certain kind, you find out the United States is in bed with them. It's a disaster. It's crazy. All right, Commandment 3 broken.
Okay, thou shalt not covet. So we coveted their poppy fields. We know the CIA distributes drugs internationally. We wanted to have that supply because that's the richest, most abundant supply of poppy fields that are in the world. And we use that to, I guess it's opium. Opium's a drug that's...
yeah, we had the drug war over there in Afghanistan, spent a gazillion dollars, and now it's worse than ever, just like it is in the United States. Do you see a pattern? Wow. Chris Carlson, Sam Bushman, you are listening to Hard-Hitting Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable, nationally syndicated radio talk show.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
To those who carried out this attack, as well as anyone who wishes America harm, know this. We will not forgive. We will not forget. We will hunt you down and make you pay.
President Biden on Thursday addressed the suicide attacks at the Kabul airport in Afghanistan that killed 13 of our military family, as well as up to 100 Afghan civilians attempting to flee Taliban takeover. The Biden administration overstepped our constitutional boundaries and has been put back in place by the Supreme Court of the United States. SCOTUS blocked President Biden's moratorium on evictions in a 6-3 ruling Thursday. The court previously ruled that the administration could not extend the evictions ban because of the coronavirus pandemic past July 31st without explicit congressional authorization. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The CDC has issued a salmonella warning, Wendy King reports.
The CDC has identified a brand of Italian meats linked to a multi-state salmonella outbreak. The agency said the illnesses were linked to Fratelli Beretta brand prepackaged uncured antipasto trays with the best-by dates on or before February 11th, 2022. Fratelli Beretta brand products are sold nationwide in vacuum-sealed plastic packages. A total of 36 people across 17 states fell ill, and 12 were hospitalized in outbreaks of two strains of salmonella. The CDC recommended that consumers throw away the affected products and other prepackaged Italian-style meats if they're unsure of the brand. They also suggested that consumers wash any items, containers, and surfaces that may have touched the products using hot soapy water or a dishwasher. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
We are USA Radio News.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Carlson, Sam Buchman on your radio. Chris mentioned the out-of-control drug war. We've coveted the third commandment broken in Afghanistan. We've coveted their poppy fields, etc. It's a disaster. Well, there's an article written in Mike Adams' news source called Liberty.news. It's called The Litany of Waste in Afghanistan. Inside the Special Inspector General's report on Afghanistan are plenty of examples of how the U.S. government literally wasted trillions of dollars on military hardware, building projects, and out-of-control policies. Bloomberg documenting the details for Mike Adams and crew. It makes for infuriating reading, I'll tell you that right now. But Afghanistan, ladies and gentlemen, as Chris wisely pointed to, is, or has been, and still is, one of the world's top producers of opium poppies. Besides its human toll, the Afghan drug trade was seen as undermining the reconstruction projects and security goals by financing security groups, insurgent groups because of the security breaches, fueling government corruption, and eroding state legitimacy. I mean, a serious problem, right? But over exactly. A 15-year period, ladies and gentlemen, the U.S. spent over $8.6 billion on Afghan counter-narcotics efforts only at the end now. Well, I guess the drug trade reaches all-time highs in 2017. Wow. Drug
Interesting. If
trafficking
I could add something,
and production remain completely entrenched even after an $8.6 billion effort there. It remains so entrenched, ladies and gentlemen, that the Taliban's biggest source of income is still from taxes and levies on the cultivation and sales of poppy-based drugs, including heroin and a newer source, methamphetamine. The war on drugs continues to be a massive failure, no matter where it's waged, ladies and gentlemen. That's critical, Chris.
And it's interesting to note the Taliban did not allow the growing of poppies before we invaded in 2001. So who really are the good guys and bad guys? I mean, at least they have the common sense to know that that will degenerate their society if they allow that those drugs to be distributed among their people. Yet, you know, look at what we're doing. We've had the war on drug now for, 50 years? And we've got more drugs and more addictions. In fact, more legal drugs that people are becoming addicted to and dying from on a daily basis. Anyway, that's another side note that I didn't want to go down. But yeah, the poppy fields, that is, I think that it accounts for about 85% of the world's opium production, which they turn into heroin and other dangerous drugs, which people get addicted to. Families are destroyed as a result of that. Lives are destroyed. Careers are destroyed. And yet we're facilitating that. Whereas the Taliban, previous to our arrival in their country, did not allow that. At least they had the common sense not to allow that to be a source of destructive elements in their society. Anyway, do you want to go down the list?
Yep, fourth commandment, sir.
The fourth command, I'm going to skip one or two. Thou shalt have no other gods before me, Sam. That's the first commandment. And the second one is like unto it, thou shalt not bow thyself down to them nor serve them, meaning gods, for false gods. As we've spoken in the past, Spencer W. Kimball wrote an article called The Gods That We Worship, and he talks about the God of War. America has become a warlike people. We worship the God of War. We almost enjoy the fact that we're going over to foreign lands and destroying these evil, evil people, when in fact what we're doing to them, Sam, is, I believe, a lot more evil. Because we have a lot more military material with which to do so. Spencer W. Kimball says, few men have ever knowingly and deliberately chosen to reject God and his blessings. Rather, we learn from Scripture that because the exercise of faith has always appeared to be more difficult than relying on things more immediately at hand, carnal man has tended to transfer his trust in God to material things. And I remember, especially during the Bush administration, how on board Christian denominations were with the war in Iraq. They really looked at this as a war of good against evil, where we were always the good guys, and the Taliban and these evil Christ-denying Muslims in the Middle East were evil. When in fact, I looked at it just the opposite. We were the evil invaders, disrupting their lifestyles. And how they chose to live their personal or spiritual lives, that was up to them, as long as they weren't a threat to us. Yet they concocted this story, 9/11, and that's a whole another can of worms we probably won't get into. But we went over there thinking that since we had superior military might, that we were just going to march in there and God was going to support us in destroying the Taliban and establishing democracy and establishing a righteous democratic government, that things were going to just be hunky-dory. The fact of the matter, Sam, is we were invading a sovereign nation. We were killing innocent people that were just going about their day-to-day business. And that innocent blood is now on our hands. And we talked about the getaway driver. And everybody involved in this, the politicians that refused to declare war, the president who basically took the lead in the entire situation, because now, you know, Congress doesn't declare war according to the Constitution, and the people who supported those politicians, now we all have innocent blood on our hand, and we will be held to account for that innocent blood and to atone for those innocent lives that were destroyed as a result of America's intervention in foreign wars of aggression. Spencer W. Kimball goes on to say, "We are a warlike people, easily distracted from our assignment of preparing for the coming of the Lord. When enemies rise up, we commit vast resources to the fabrication of gods of stone and steel, ships, planes, missiles, fortifications, and depend on them for protection and deliverance. When threatened, we become anti-enemy." And that was a huge theme for these last 20 years, Sam. It was always about how evil they were and how good we were. "Instead of pro-kingdom of God, we train a man in the art of war and call him a patriot. Thus, in the manner of Satan's counterfeit of true patriotism, perverting the Savior's teaching." And I couldn't have put it better myself. It's just, if I seem a little, not as passionate as you, but I tell you, Sam, you're more energetic at 7 in the morning than I am at 7 at night. You've got some passion going on.
But the sacred cause of liberty is vital, and getting involved in our day for our children and our grandchildren is essential. Taking care of the hard-hitting topics is a requirement for honest people. We got to reject the war on drugs wherever it's waged. It's an absolute abject failure. And also a failure is the fact that the United States spent $83 billion over nearly 20 years trying to stand up a force that could fight the Taliban and guarantee Afghanistan's stability, and they absolutely failed at that as well. Every time we violate the Ten Commandments, every time you violate the tenets of the United States Constitution with its checks and balances, etc., every time you violate the biblical adage that you don't go in foreign lands chasing people in war, you stand in your own land and defend if required, but otherwise you leave them alone. This is biblical doctrine combined with Christian moral: thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not covet, thou shalt not bear false witness behavior. Ladies and gentlemen, let's be very clear. So we've spent literally $100 billion plus in Afghanistan, all for what? Well, now the Taliban's got more control than ever, and we on the world stage look more foolish than ever. We look like the hegemonist nation, the nation that's out of control, that wants to literally involve themselves in the affairs of every sovereign nation on the planet. And the blowback is sure to come. You think you've seen it so far? You ain't seen nothing yet. Now the communist Chinese literally giving the Taliban partnership, literally out of control globally speaking, and we've caused it. The CIA documented the blowback principle, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious business, and we now have bitten off more than we can chew, and we can mock old creepy whacked out Uncle Joe over it if we want to, but the truth is that this has been an agenda by the United States and those who lead her in the shadow government for decades. And you can expect one of two choices: either we continue down this road of military belligerence and accept the consequences of blowback and everything else as we have hitherto done, or we're going to turn constitutional and say we want a humble, non-interventionist, George Washington-esque foreign policy. Which will it be, ladies and gentlemen? Will you be a warlike people, or will you be a humble, moral, defensive nation saying, hey, we want to be the light on the hill. We want to turn to God Almighty, who promised us if we keep his commandments, he will heal our land and protect us. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. But you know what? Now court docs are revealing who our partners are in these scandals. We'll tell you about that coming up, because we're dealing with the wrong kind of folks. I'll tell you that right now. And your tax dollars are paying for it. Wow. All I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, is hard-hitting talk is at your fingertips, ain't it? LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word. Tell your neighbor. It's all free. And if you want news the networks refuse to use, we got it. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Live heart-hitting talk continues. Chris Carlson on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. I am Sam Bushman. We're talking about Afghanistan. Wow, the United States literally over a 15-year period spent $8.6 billion on the drug trade in Afghanistan. It's worse than ever. Yeah, the Taliban's biggest source of income is still the drug trade, ladies and gentlemen. Are you surprised? The war on drugs continues to be a disaster and a failure everywhere the war on drugs is waged. Failure, the U.S. also spent about $83 billion trying to help the Afghanistans have enough mojo to fight off the, quote, terrorists, but yet failure. 20 years later, they're stronger than ever. The blowback principle, sadly documented by the CIA, is alive and well. And we have a crossroads. Are we going to continue down this warlike mentality backed by the military-industrial complex? Or are we going to become a light on a hill and turn to God Almighty and become a defensive nation and literally look to God Almighty for protection and for healing, huh? What are we going to do? I pray the latter is the reality for Americans, ladies and gentlemen. But you know what? Court docs are kind of telling you who we spend our time with, ladies and gentlemen. Chris?
Yeah, so I think America has been turned over to a reprobate mind as far as the Christian community is concerned. I hate to say that, Sam, because that's pretty harsh. That's a pretty harsh statement. But if we read Romans 1:25-28, God's talking about people who have been turned over to a reprobate mind. And he said, these people who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the creator. Does that sound familiar? In other words, God's creations, our ability to transform the material world into weapons of war. Do we not put our dependency and our hopes and trust on those things? And it goes on to say, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. And I hear a lot of Christian fundamentalists use that expression, God turning us over to a reprobate mind. So I looked up the word reprobate, and it turns out it's worthless, unable to stand the test, according to my Bible dictionary. And I don't know about you, Sam, and I hate to be judgmental, but I see that happening with the Christian community, where we cheer on our soldiers to go over to foreign lands and to disrupt their lifestyles, their religion, their culture, and think that we can impose upon them something that is superior than that. Well,
the way you make sure that you're not judgmental on this, Chris, the way you make sure that you're not judgmental on this is that you focus on the principles. Okay, Christians should not be a warlike people. Christians should not be applauding going into foreign lands and cranking up military hardware and backing the military-industrial complex and backing both sides of wars. Christians should not be applauding those things. When 6 of the 10 commandments are broken, as you've highlighted here, you know, Christians should not be applauding that. Okay, so let's just deal with principles here, not people. And we're not here to judge anyone, but we are here to use the principles as our guide. Chris?
Yeah, and I want Christians to know that, you know, we are brothers in arms, but not arms against the people that are not offending us. You know, they were never a threat. The only threat was to the New World Order, who wants to gain control over all of the mineral rights, over all of the material blessings that God has provided us in this world. And that's another thing that I believe was a motivating factor in us going over there. There's $1 trillion worth of rare earth minerals in Afghanistan. Now, what's going to happen to those? Who knows? It looks as if, Sam, we're going to be negotiating with the Taliban, which is something that we've never done in the past.
And the communist Chinese are going to be in bed with the Taliban, so we're going to be negotiating with them as well over this.
So maybe this is a plan to turn over those rare earth minerals to the Chinese, which has been one of the New World Order's objectives all along. So maybe that's what this is all about, because they will negotiate with terrorists. And it looks like we're going to, too. So what's the difference between us and the communist Chinese at this point? And so we didn't go through all the thou shalt not steal. No, I think your numbers as far as how much we've spent over there are a little low. I thought it was in the trillions. No.
Yeah, those numbers come from Mike Adams' report. And again, it all depends on how you divide the numbers. If you put some of it to the drug trade fight, the war on drugs, some of it to the military hardware over there, you know, you're talking about subcategories of a larger budget as well. So he's just highlighting a couple of items. The real expenditure, I think it's kind of about impossible at this point to even calculate.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's able to tally it all up, because you got to consider military contractors, civilian contractors. There's so many things, it's hard to just add them all up. But anyway, it's
whatever it is. Well, and you end up with black op money. You end up with black op money in these funding both sides of wars as well, and how much black op money went where. And when you print money, it's impossible to track it, sir.
Yep, exactly. And then it turns out the president made off with untold millions and millions of American dollars. I've got that in the article too. Thou shalt not steal. The Western-backed former Afghan leader Ashraf Ghani, the president, who was supposed to be able to keep everything together over there, departed his country with so much money that it couldn't all fit in his helicopter. Wouldn't you like to have that much money, Sam? And he was forced to leave some of the cash at the airport. Four cars were stuffed with money. They tried to fit all the money on the helicopter, but not all of it fit. Some of the money was left lying on the tarmac, et cetera, et cetera. So it's just a huge mess. And another thing, a lot of people are pointing the finger at Joe Biden. You know, as tempting as that is, Sam, and he definitely does deserve a lot of the criticism. According to Joel Skousen, and I'll read this, it is not a left-right proposition at this point. Trump said that what Biden did is America's greatest embarrassment. He acted as if nothing was happening in Afghanistan. And Joel Skousen adds to that, I beg to differ. Afghanistan was never a success under Trump or any other president, which, of course, I agree with.
And that's factual, this, for sure.
It is factual. And I added this. In other words, this is not a left-right Democrat-Republican issue, Sam. This is a right-wrong issue. We had no business going over to a foreign country which had never offended us and which never posed a threat to us and caused the deaths of untold thousands of people. Someone will have to atone for the deaths of those innocent people.
And we have no authority to breach the sovereignty of another nation. Why would we like it if other nations breached our sovereignty? I pray it doesn't happen someday, but predict it will.
And that's the thing. You know, when we went over there and started shooting at them, we pointed the finger at them and said, oh, look, they're shooting back. They're the enemy. They're terrorists. They're killing us. Well, of course, if somebody invaded our country, we'd be doing the same thing. But we'd be doing it with authorization, with justification. And it's just a mess. But the mess is in the public mind, the minds of Americans who thought that we really could go over there and impose a system upon them as innocent and naive and good intentioned as it may have sounded, Sam. It was evil, because you do not impose a culture or a religion or a political system on anybody unless they want that system.
Well, it's all about agency versus force, right?
Agency versus force, that's right. So it's a big mess. I'm just sad that people aren't catching on to this fact. And the evidence to me is the fact that we went over there, and I'll read this from Spencer W. Kimball, and this is very telling.
By the way, you've been mentioning this guy, and no one knows who he is, just so you know. You're talking about
Spencer
a worldwide
the
United States-based audience, and no one knows who this guy is you keep referring to.
Sorry, Sam, my bad. That's normalcy bias here where I live. So Spencer W. Kimball was the leader of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints until his death in 1985. So this goes back pretty far. This article is from 1976. He says, we forget that if we are righteous, the Lord will either not suffer our enemies to come upon us, and this is the special promise to the inhabitants of the land of America, by the way, or he will fight our battles for us. And that can be found in Exodus 14:14 and other scriptures. The Lord said that he will fight our battles. So tell me this, Sam. We went over there. We knew that we were on the Lord's side, or that the Lord was on our side. Why is it that it took us 20 years and we ultimately failed? If the Lord was really on our side, shouldn't we have won in a matter of days?
Well, the fact is, when you go chase people into foreign lands and wage war, you're not on the Lord's side. He makes that very clear, scripturally speaking, as well.
Yeah. So it's a big frustration. Thou shalt not steal. I don't know if we talked about that. We talked about, well, we talked about their former president, Ashraf Ghani, stealing all that money. But what about all the money that's been stolen from poor and middle-class families here in America who basically had to pay for it through inflation over all of these years?
Well, and back to military-industrial complex, a lot of tax dollars went to those Afghans as well.
Yeah.
Do you have the right to take my family's money to wage unjust war? I think not.
Yep. And if we don't oppose this, I mean, obviously there's not much to oppose at this point. There are going to be a lot of innocent American lives, a lot of military and civilian contractors who will not, it looks like they're not going to be able to get out. I hope that changes. But, you know, we cannot.
All I can tell you is this right now. Those who the government wants to protect have a safe way out. Those who the government does not want to protect are in trouble.
Yeah, and Joel Skousen says that much. There was a way to evacuate that would minimize the loss of American lives. And the way we went about it was just the opposite, which suggests to me, Sam, that I think this was orchestrated. I think we wanted there to be a lot of death and destruction. I think if for no other reason, these people just love death and destruction. I mean,
yes,
Satan
they do.
Comes for to steal, kill, and destroy. And these people that are doing this are not in line with God's principles, but in line with Satan's.
All right, we're about out of time. Do you want to mention this partnership with a satanic leader?
Yeah, just in passing, because we've talked about the FBI's connection with a lot of subversive groups. We talked about the FBI's backing of the Gretchen Whitmer attempted kidnapping. And I thought this dovetailed into it quite well. There's an individual by the name of Joshua Caleb Sutter, and he is a member of a satanic church, it's actually an organization called Adam Waffen. And they actually have a temple that they called the 098, or they call the 098 Temple of Blood. And he's one of their leaders. And it turns out there was a court case on, and he wasn't really involved with the court case. I think tangentially he was involved because it deals with another member of this cult. And it turns out that over the last 17 or so years, the FBI has been footing the bill for the publication of several books that he authored. One of them is Liber 333. Another is Iron Gates and Order of Nine Angels. These are satanic books, Sam. Affiliated with this temple and this satanic order called Adam Waffen. But, you know, if it weren't for the FBI, Sam, all of these subversive organizations like the Proud Boys, like the Oath Keepers, and these are actually in presumably good organizations, but then we've got this satanic order. A lot of these organizations are being propped up artificially by our tax dollars. And I don't think that's right. So when somebody goes off the handle and you know, commits a murder or attempts to kidnap a governor of the state of Michigan or whatever, and we find out that this would have never happened without the assistance of our taxpayer dollars filtered through the FBI or funneled through the FBI, it really bothers me.
Right. The bottom line is this, ladies and gentlemen, the satanic sect leader by the name of Joshua Caleb Sutter in this court case was outed as an FBI informant since 2003. So we're using satanic leaders funding their books as our informants. Can you trust satanic leaders as your informants, ladies and gentlemen? Are those the good guys you want to be hanging out with? I think not. For Chris Carlson and Sam Bushman, we declare this nation shall endure. We got a lot of work to do, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we're so passionate about the sacred cause of liberty. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net, spread the word. God save the Republic of the United States of America.